Help us forgive as you forgave. Extend your grace towards us. Let compassion fall like rain, and above all else, we put on love. Above all else, we put on love. Jesus, lead us, show us.
Welcome back to Titan Podcast. I'm so happy to have you here again. My name is Ajibike Kokwala. So if you're new here, welcome to Titan Podcast. Okay, so in today's episode, I'll be talking about the expression of love. Yes, and then I'll be talking about a few things about being in a relationship, a romantic relationship, exactly. So, but then my focus in today's episode will be on, love, sex, romance, and the likes. Yes, this might sound like a repetition, but then we can't stop talking about this because we need to keep hearing it, especially as believers. It's something we need to keep hearing. So, yes, first off, I'm in a relationship, and I think to some extent, I can share a few things with you that I have learned, and I'm sure it will definitely bless you. So, if you have listened to my other episodes, you would have probably heard me say I had a wrong mindset about purity in a relationship. I mean, I didn't like get it right from the beginning about keeping myself pure. I wanted to keep myself pure so that my mommy would be so proud of me that, oh, my daughter, oh no, she does not get herself involved in anything not so glorifying to God, this and that and all of that. I wanted my mommy to be proud of me when my husband comes and then tells her that, ah, your daughter, this and that, and then she'll be like, yes, that's my daughter. I was just basically doing all of these things for my mom, and then, you know, that was a very wrong mindset. So all of these things I had in my mind before I got into a relationship. And when I finally got into a relationship, it became very, very real. I mean, like, I faced temptation face to face, and then it questioned my belief. It questioned my mindset, okay? And then it was quite difficult because I was not standing on a good foundation. So at the long run, I learned that, see, if you are saying you are keeping yourself pure, you are not getting yourself engaged in any immoral thing, it's basically because of God, not because of yourself, because you love God, because you understand that your body is a temple of the Lord. It took me quite a long time to actually realize this. And then, you know, there's a particular scripture in the Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 12 to 20. It basically talks about avoiding sexual sin, and I would like to read it out to you. It says, NLT version, it says, you say I'm allowed to do anything, but not everything is good for you. And even though I am allowed to do anything, I must not become a slave to anything. You say food was made for the stomach and the stomach for food. This is true, though someday God will do away with both of them. But you can't say that our bodies were made for sexual immorality. They were made for the Lord, and the Lord cares about our body. And God will raise us from the dead by his power, just as he raised our Lord from the dead. Don't you realize that your bodies are actually part of Christ? Should a man take his body, which is part of Christ, and join it to a prostitute? Never. And don't you realize that if a man joins himself to a prostitute, he becomes one body with her? For the scripture says the two are united into one. Verse 17. But the person who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Verse 18. Run from sexual sin. No other sin is so clearly so no other sin so clearly affects the body as this one does. For sexual immorality is a sin against your own body. Don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself, for God bought you with a high price, so you must honor God with your body. Definitely, as believers, we understand that the Holy Spirit lives in us and God lives in us. So the fact that how can God live in you and then you get yourself engaged in certain things? See, I've tested this and then I'm going to confirm it to you. It's very easy to say, I'm going to stay pure. I'm not going to do any of this in my relationship, this, blah, 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 blah. I mean, I've faced temptation face to face and then I found myself in that situation where I'm with my partner and then we are together and there's this emotion in the air. And then, like I said, I think I've said this before in one of my episodes, that you might not always find yourself in public places. There might be times that you will be alone, just the both of you, and then nobody else is there. And then, you know, you have the whole opportunity in the world to just do certain things and nobody will see you that, and then you can just get away with. And then, you know, so I've had times that, oh my God, they say flee, right? Sincerely, at that point, you will not feel like fleeing, if there's any word like that. You know, it's very easy when you don't have emotions for the person. It's very easy when you don't truly, truly love the person, when you just want to while away time with the person. It's very easy. But if you truly love this person, I mean, to be honest, it's not easy. It's not easy to actually, you know, act that flee. Except you have the love of God in you. Sincerely, if you don't have the love of God in you, if you don't love God, if you don't fear God, you will not flee anywhere. Like, it's oh my God, it's not even possible. It's not even, except you don't love the person, like I said. So, the things that have helped me over, you know, since I've been in my relationship, has just been me reminding myself of who I am in Christ, consistently, you know, and keeping myself in the secret place. I mean, there's no way you leave the secret place and then you find yourself fornicating. No, there's actually no way. It's not possible. If you are constantly with God, if you are constantly fellowshipping with God, it is not possible for you to find, you know, falling into temptation as easy as that. So one thing that you can actually do for yourself is to remain in the secret place. Imagine that you have been praying in tongues for a very long time and then, you know, this temptation now comes, you'll be like, I'm not in for this. But you know, in a case whereby you've been so relaxed spiritually, I mean, it's very, very easy to fall into that temptation. It's easy, we just fall straight up. You find yourself kissing already, you find yourself smooshing already, you find yourself doing all sort of things already. It's very easy. Like very, very easy. I'm telling you. But if we have and in situations like this, when you find yourself in that emotional kind of situation, the mushy kind of emotions, I can tell you that at that moment, it will be very difficult to speak in tongues. Oh my God. It might be difficult. Actually, that moment is not the time to say you want to speak in tongues, right? Oh God, you need to love God to be able to pull this through. Because you are doing this and then nobody is watching you. You can as well not make any sound. I mean, like, you can do it without anybody knowing. Of course, if you want people to see you as a good person, you can, you know, you can secretly do this. But the fact that you are concerned about God, that God is watching you and that you are doing this for God, I mean, like, there is just that atmosphere it creates around you, okay? So I read a tweet from Pastor Kingsley Okonkwo. It says, as a woman, if you coach your man to lack self-control when you are single, it will also practice lack of self-control when you are married. The sad part is it won't be with you. So my pastor says something. He says the purity journey, the strength of the purity journey in every godly relationship is mostly dependent on the lady. And to some extent, I think I've tested it and I think it's true. Yes, that is mostly dependent on ladies. I mean, the guy is actually involved too, because there are times that you two want to fall into that temptation and then your guy is actually there to pick you up and say, no, no, babe, we can't do this. You are strengthened. I pray for you, you know, and then he begins to pray over you. But then there is so much about we ladies that if we are able to stand our ground, I mean, like, I'm saying this from the deepest part of my heart because I know how difficult it can be sometimes, okay? So, you know, I totally agree with that tweet. And then it says, if you cannot teach your man self-control now, there is no way you can teach him self-control when you get married to him. You know, there's another part of knowing your love language, so physical touch, act of service, you know, I can't remember the rest now. Okay, physical touch, act of service, words of affirmation, and the likes. For me, I think I can relate my own love language. I'm being realistic here because I want you to know that, okay, this thing is not one of the things people say. I want you to, you know that this is real. I'm saying this from, you know, the realest part of my heart, if there's anything like that. So my love language, one of my love languages is actually physical touch. And then, you know, times I'm emotionally down, I like, you know, that emotional physical touch and all of that, which can be very, very dangerous, because physical touch means, okay, the guy is all over you and then, you know, he's touching you and then you just feel his touch and then that particular point you are quite emotional and then anything at this, I mean, that temptation is just so real at that point, okay? And I had to consciously, you know, train myself that, okay, if I go on like this, if physical touch will actually be my major love language, I mean, it might be very difficult to for my partner to express love to me. And I mean, the fact that we are on the journey of sexual purity, okay? So in a situation whereby, okay, my pastor once talked about something that sex is for pleasure, okay? And then it is not sex that will keep a marriage. It's not sex that will keep your marriage, okay? Because after sex, what's next? You can't always have sex every minute, every second. And one thing sexual purity has actually taught me is how to express love to my partner without me having to use my body. It has really taught me a whole lot, because my pastor talked about it is your brain. Like, God gave you beauty, but you must also develop your senses. See, a guy wants a woman who is mentally capable. So after sex, after the pleasure, what more can you offer? So that's why it's so beautiful being on the journey of sexual purity while you are courting, because it exposes you to other parts, other aspects at which you can express love to your partner. I mean, it's not always about your body. I really trust the Holy Spirit to explain these things to you clearly, because that's the joy, that's the beauty. I mean, like, staying sexually pure before marriage is not easy. Let's be plain, let's be truthful here. Yeah? It's not easy. But it's a training. I mean, like, it's such an amazing. I realized this yesterday because my partner did something very, very sweet to me. And then, as in, it just opened my eyes to this part of God. Sex is not always, you know, that means of expressing appreciation to your partner. And then, you know, I trust a lot to help, because I don't want to, I trust a lot to help us, because I don't want to make this episode so long. So I feel like more questions will, you know, bring more things to talk about. So just in case you have more questions, please, you can reach out to me on Instagram at gbk_popola or on Titan's page, Titan1320. So that'll be all for now. I trust the Holy Spirit to finish up the rest. Please, if you have questions, please ask your questions. You can reach out to me on Instagram at gbk_popola, and I trust the Lord to just settle the rest. Yes, I think that'll be all for now. Take care of yourself. Bye.
Heaven come to earth. Let us see your kingdom.
your glory be revealed, and above all.